I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. By all standards, taken at face value, this may be the strangest government shutdown of all. At this point, it started almost a month ago, is the second longest now in U.S. history. Both sides try to explain it, but there may be a force working behind the scenes that is benefiting from this going on. Let's go through it. This one is seemingly the least angry of the five major ones since 1990, but it has become almost impossible to solve without the missing piece, the president, who is seemingly benefiting every day Congress is out. The stated core issue for Democrats is the health care insurance subsidies that are due to fall off the end of the year. That will cause a major either increase in premiums or loss of health care altogether. The Senate doesn't have enough votes to pass it. Republicans say they want a stopgap bill and they will work on health care in a separate package. So they are deadlocked. Usually presidents jump in and help find a solution. President Trump has held perfunctory meetings but hasn't really jumped in with both feet. So what is really happening? Well, David Frum writes in The Atlantic, the shutdown is a knife at a gunfight. In essence, Trump doesn't want it solved because he says every day he takes more power. And he says even when it is solved, the president doesn't respect Congress and will do whatever he wants anyway. And look at what has gone on during the shutdown. The president has refused to spend money Congress has appropriated, which is mandated by the Constitution. The Pentagon has announced a so-called gift of $130 million from a Trump supporter for pay. A $300 million donation to build a ballroom in the People's House, the White House, raising of about $30 billion a month in tariff revenues, again without a vote of Congress. Now, it is true that the Supreme Court has given him temporary permission for some of the recent proceedings. Trump critics also point to an argument that says with the House out, a vote to release the Epstein files can't be taken. The Speaker of the House denies that contention. In any case, Democrats are betting that the blame for the shutdown will shift to Republicans as people start to more and more feel the effects, and some recent polls seem to agree with that gut feeling. So this all does leave questions. Will Republicans ultimately have to give in on the health insurance issue? How long can this go on without causing permanent damage to the country? Even when it is settled, what power does Congress have with a president who has no regard for it or the doctrine of separation of powers? A president who has no regard for Congress continues to just take power. Or is the president just doing what he thinks needs to be done in the light of a Congress that is dysfunctional? Does any of this very strange situation make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.